whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and very pleased to be sitting with Patricia Schumacher, who is the owner of Home Care Assistance of Rhode Island. We're going to find out all about Patricia and her business, Home Care Assistance of Rhode Island, which is located in beautiful downtown Wakefield, I believe. Is that? No.
South County Commons.
South County Commons. Okay. Well, welcome to the program, Patricia. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me here today.
It's great to have you, and we'll find out a little bit about you personally, and then we'll dig into the business as such. Home Care Assistance of Rhode Island, I presume, is not a siding or painting or kind of business, but it's actually the people that are in the home, right?
That's correct. It's a senior lifestyle support business, so we can help people remain successful living in their home of choice.
There you go. All right. Well, that's certainly an important task. Let's find out a little bit about you, if you don't mind. Are you a Rhode Island person?
I am a Rhode Island person. I grew up in Smithfield. I went to school at Mass General. I have been practicing nursing for over 40 years.
Well, you hesitated. So you're an RN, is that correct?
I am.
Okay.
Yes.
And you went to, you said, where did you go to school for nursing?
I went to Mass General Hospital in Boston, and then I got further degrees at University of Rhode Island.
Oh, all right. So that's good. A Rhode Island person from Smithfield. And when you went to URI, is that how you ended up in the southern part of the state after that? Or did it go somewhere else?
Oh, I've worked up and down the eastern seaboard.
Oh.
But I have, I got to southern Rhode Island because that was a summertime habitat for my entire life.
Well, there you go. All right. So now let's find out a little bit about Home Care Assistance. South County Commons, which is a beautiful spot in itself. You have an office there?
Yes, we have an office there in South County Commons. We also have a satellite education and resource center in Jamestown on Narragansett Avenue.
Oh, okay. So the basic business, if someone were to say to you, here we are at a cocktail party and we're standing around, we don't know who you are, and someone says, well, what kind of business are you in? How would you answer that?
Well, I would say that, again, we are a senior lifestyle support service, helping people remain successful in their homes by providing service support with care assistants who can provide some light to moderate personal care assistance, who can also provide the social support and the cognitive stimulation that, I don't know, awakens continues somebody's purpose in their life, which is, a big loss as you age
right,
for many people.
Designed for people that are getting on in years that might need assistance of some kind. This is a medical care, though, as well as a home care, or just if somebody wants their, help bathing, you can, if somebody's not able to do those kind of things, you get involved with that too?
So bathing is not medical.
Right.
Bathing is just an act of everyday living.
Right.
And so we're supporting people's lifestyle. And if they need help on the ground in terms of just some personal care needs to get up and get their day going, nutrition support and hydration, because those are two big things. If you don't feed your body well and keep it hydrated, it will not work well for you.
Right.
We also provide physical activity in the form of, it could be a program that was left by a physical therapist to address particular condition, or it is just making sure that we're working to maintain people's balance. So we do balance exercises. We do some light, easy stretching. We're very careful about that in terms of making sure they don't have an underlying condition that would prohibit that.
Right. So you work along with whatever the doctors or therapists recommend.
We are not medically directed. We do not work under doctors.
Okay.
We work for families, and we work directly for the client.
I see. Okay.
It's a private service.
A private service. And is there just yourself doing this, or you have a staff of more people?
So we have a staff of what we call care assistants. Some of them are CNA trained, that's certified nursing assistants. And some of them are companions. And there are people who are just interested in helping other people enjoy their day and have a good life.
Could be as simple as coming in and playing cards with them or something like that, right? Is that possible?
So there's, yes, the social component is a very big piece of the visit. When people call and they say, I just want someone to come in and wash mom and to sit with mom, she just likes to sit and watch Judge Judy. We're not the right service for them.
Mm-hmm.
We're out there to improve people's life and improve their quality of life. And
so
engage them.
You're not babysitters in everyday life.
We are not elder sitters. Okay. Absolutely not. If that's what people are looking for, then
call someone else.
Well, we refer them to someone else.
All right. But yours is much more involved than that.
It's much more involved. Mm-hmm. We base our services that we provide on Maslow's hierarchy of needs, which means everybody has the basic ADL needs, everyday needs. They need to eat, they need to drink, they need to eliminate, they need to wash and bathe and dress and all of that. And then they also need to be able to prepare a meal or initiate an activity or, make an appointment, transport themselves there. When those things are compromised, you need some in-home supports. We also try to build a relationship to respect the dignity and promote someone's self-esteem, which can be damaged as they're experiencing losses.
Sure.
We also get people engaged socially, to stay socially connected. We are all social beings, and we get sick when we lose that connection. And oftentimes people who live with dementia say they become withdrawn because it becomes so complicated for them to sustain those connections. So we can go in there and we can bridge that by learning more about them and finding that little window of opportunity and that little bit of connection and build on that. People need to be mentally engaged.
And
involved in this,
right?
And stimulated.
Sure.
So we work on those things, and everybody has to have a sense of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And when that goes, again, people get very ill.
Right.
So we need to find out what it is for that particular person. And then we need to go and be that support so that they can continue to engage in their life with some purpose.
Right. So, and not only at your company do you have people that that visit the home and do what you've been describing, but you have some other staff members that handle things like community relations and stuff like that?
I do. Jennifer Wheeler works with us at Home Care Assistance. She is our community liaison. She does a lot of the outreach and promoting our programs and our services. She's also very involved in the community education piece about our cognitive therapeutics program. And then there's the in-office support. We have a client care associate, Carrie Melton, who takes our inquiries, answers questions, and addresses the needs of the field staff. And we have our care managers, who are our professional staff, nurses, or people with a social work or psych background, behavioral health background, who oversee all of our field services in the home. And LaTanya, She has the hardest job in the entire industry. She is a staffing associate. And that's very, very difficult job. So I just want to give a kudos to LaTanya on this podcast.
So now, would she be the person that would try to find other people to work for you?
Right. So both Carrie, actually, that's a joint effort for everybody right. to, you know, promote the advertising and to promote the company in any of our community encounters. And everybody is pretty dedicated. You know, they're very dedicated to this type of service and to Home Care Assistance Rhode Island.
And as the country is aging, there's a big problem in trying to keep up with the need of how many people are needed to keep this going, right?
That's right. There's about 46 million people over the age of 65. And 50% of them have at least one treatable medical condition. There's more that have two. Mm-hmm. Treatable medical, and by that I mean like a hypertension, diabetes, some
sure.
kidney, the whole smorgasbord of
what's
medical
there,
opportunities here.
Yeah.
But we're not medically directed, but we are medically aware. So I'm a nurse. I have a care manager, an RN care advisor, also on the team. And at this time, I have a care manager who's also an RN. We're not medically driven or directed,
right.
but we are medically aware so that we can provide the support that the individual needs.
Well, I feel very safe in the studio with you here. So if anything happens,
I'm happy to hear that.
All right. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back with more of Home Care Assistance of Rhode Island. And just before we take that break, I'll tell you they're located in South County Commons, and they're easy to find at 660 South Commons Way, Unit G4. And the phone number is 401-284-0979. And give them a call if you have any questions, and we'll be back after this break.
Whistle while you work.
Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and very pleased to be sitting with Patricia Schumacher, who is the owner of Home Care Assistance of Rhode Island. And we've been talking about her business and all the people that that work for her and on staff with her. And it's a pretty big business. I'm amazed at how many people are involved in this with you. And it's amazing to me that they're, you know, I don't think of it because perhaps at this point in time, I don't need it and I don't have any family members that are using it. So I'm not as aware as I probably should be, which is if that point in time comes for me and I want to find out about assisting a loved one, I just call you up or send you a pigeon or how do we get started?
The pigeon is a novel idea.
There you go.
That would certainly entertain the office.
Right.
However, the phone call works very well.
Okay.
And then you would probably speak with Carrie and she would do some initial intake with you and then refer you over to our care manager who would follow up, set up a care consult meeting in the home. So our team has an understanding of the environment that we'll be working in and better eyes on functional status assessment mm-hmm. is done at that time, as well as learning more about the person, obtaining a little personal profile so that we can tailor our care.
Now, do you find yourself ever in the position of having a loved one call and say, I want you to go and visit my mother, and the mother doesn't want any part of it?
Oh, yes. That's not uncommon. Nobody likes to ask for help and
right.
have a stranger come in and provide help. But the reality is, as we age, we go through different stages.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first we're healthy, self-sufficient, and that it varies based on a person's genetics, the lifestyle that they've lived, and environmental stressors that they've had to cope with over time. So stress management.
Sure.
And that really influences how well we all age. And then there's a period of time when we're interdependent. And so we might, you know, need one of our adult children to step in and help us out. Maybe it's just keeping finances straight. Or maybe it's transportation because our vision has been affected. Or maybe we're beginning to exhibit some cognitive changes that are impacting our independence. And as those accelerate and our dependency needs increase, it might be time to invite somebody who comes in that has some training and education about aging and care strategies and care supports before you hit a crisis.
Right.
If you don't address number two and number three, getting the support, educating yourself about how to be a good care partner for your loved one, then you will hit number four, which is crisis management. And then, of course, we also support people end of life. We work in tandem with a hospice or a palliative care service to provide the extended support in the home. Again, we're non-medical. They are the medical arm. But we go in and provide the family support and the comfort support for that person.
Now, you've mentioned a couple times that you're not medical. However, you're an RN, and you have a background in that, and your people, for the most part, do. But I think what's important to stress is that you are licensed. Which is something I found out during the break, that you're licensed in Rhode Island and you can only service patients in, or clients, I guess is a better term, okay, in Rhode Island. So it's a matter of there's a lot of people in Rhode Island, and there's probably not enough of you to go around at this point, right?
Absolutely. That is a big, big problem, and we are in crisis mode. We have a deep wait list, even though we refer out to other partners, home care provider partners, and they refer to us as well, but there are just not enough. Now, CNAs are required by law when you're providing direct intimate care, so there's a huge shortage of people, CNAs. So, and also, clients, when they pay for a private service, they have expectations, age expectations, expertise expectations, personal history and experience. They have a lot of expectations because they're praying privately.
Yeah.
And that offers, that compounds the challenge. We try to focus on people who need light to moderate assistance because that's what we know we can provide the right help for the right person.
Right.
But the caregivers in community, the shortage is huge.
And this isn't something that's just yours.
Nationwide.
It's nationwide, and it's with all companies. And so if there is someone out there that's interested and they're in the position physically and mentally and capable of helping out and they'd like to do that, should they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is a, you know, if you have a interest in people and learning people's stories, I mean, just to, when people start sharing their histories, it's just, it's incredible. It's amazing. And when you can put a smile on someone's face or really help them re-engage, it's incredibly rewarding and satisfying.
Before we went on the air today, you told me an interesting story of a piano in someone's house. I think you should relate that to the audience because I think it's a great example of what can happen.
Yeah. So we were called upon by a family to come in and offer support for their mother. Who was getting more withdrawn, not really getting dressed, losing interest in eating. She was a wonderful piano player, and she loved music, and she was no longer engaged in any of that. So we had an opportunity. We sent in a companion that we thought would be a great match, and she played piano. She's a music teacher herself, and lo and behold, you know, after a week, the woman is sitting at the piano and playing with her, and getting dressed and engaging again.
Anticipating.
And looking forward to her visits.
Right.
So that's just one of hundreds and thousands of, you know, home encounters that care providers experience.
I'm sure you could sit around, like any people that have a certain, you know, salesman sit around and tell war stories of, I tried to sell somebody this and this happened, and I'm sure you probably have even more stories than than a lot of industries, because you're intimately involved with people all the time. So the opportunity to help and make people's lives better is that's what you do. And must generate stories.
It generates some wonderful stories.
Yeah. Now, as far as I know that every situation is different, but we do want to make sure that people understand that you are a company and you're for hire as such. This is not any kind of a social service or anything like that. So it's a matter of getting in touch and finding out what the details are. And as you mentioned earlier, they can call the office and get the specific details, and then you'll do your best as a company to match the right person up for the job, right?
That's right.
And that's something that's, I would think that could be a challenge at times, too. There's got to be some people that are more difficult than others. Is there ever a male-female problem, are most of your employees female and take care of both male and female, or... Well, how does that work?
So we offer a professional service. We are an equal opportunity employer, and we do share that with any of our client inquiries.
So I can envision someone like my uncle, who was a great guy, and I can picture him calling you up and saying, I want a tall blonde woman taking care of me, you know, but I'm sure you get all kinds of calls, but it is a professional service, and we'll leave it at that. Now, there are other things that get involved. You want to talk about a therapeutic program that you have, and tell us about that.
Yes, so we have something that we call a cognitive therapeutics method, and it's a cognitive stimulation activities program that is specifically targets five major areas of our brain that are responsible for our executive functioning. That's where we can initiate, we can plan, we can sequence, we handle our finances. Also, our memory.
Mm-hmm.
Also, our ability to focus and attend to the matter at hand. Also, our visual spatial. Falls are a huge problem. If you're over 60, you're a fall risk.
Really?
Yes, you are.
I could fall just getting out of my chair here.
You could fall getting out of your chair, trip over your own big toe.
I know you're going to be shocked. I am over 60, so there you go.
And language is another area that we focus on. And the program was designed by a neuropsychologist, and I shared it with a local friend who's a neuropsychologist also, who was quite impressed with what we had to provide in the home. It's one-on-one. We tailor the program specific to the individual, and we offer it at two levels. We train our care staff to incorporate that in their cognitive engagement part of their visit. We also have a professional staff who go out and work one-on-one with mostly persons living with dementia.
Mm-hmm.
Also, people who are a little bit concerned that they're experiencing some cognitive changes themselves early, and they also can benefit from that program.
Okay.
Mild cognitive changes don't always go down the road of dementia. And you can take steps yourself to build and strengthen your cognitive reserve with a property our brain has called neuroplasticity. So that's kind of a malleable part of our brain that will adapt and can strengthen and form new connections and even promote neurogenesis, which is promoting the actual brain cells. So it's an exciting offering, and so we're happy to provide that.
That's excellent. That's that's a sign of good hope for a lot of people, I'm sure, right? That there could be a light at the end of the tunnel.
There could be a light at the end of the tunnel for some, and certainly an improvement in quality of life for many.
Mm-hmm. All right, and we're talking to Patricia, who is the owner of Home Care Assistance of Rhode Island. And I want to make sure that everybody has the phone number and the website address. The website address is pretty simple. It's pretty cool that you have this. It's a lot of letters, but it's very easy to remember. Home Care Assistance, Rhode Island.com. Wow. Try to keep it simple. There you go. It's a lot of letters, but you'll get it. Home Care Assistance, Rhode Island.com. And if you'd like to call and do it the old-fashioned way, you have one of those crank phones like I have at home, you can do that by calling 401-284-0979. And if you call today, I can arrange for you to receive an 8x10 glossy of Patricia signed. No?
I wasn't prepared for that.
No, that won't happen. Yeah. But call and get information or check out the website. It's pretty extensive. And we've talked about a lot of things today and a lot of technical things, too. So if there's some questions you have, don't hesitate to call and ask those questions. Patricia, I want to thank you for coming in and sharing your story. We've got a couple minutes left. Anything else you'd like to finish up with, or are you good at this point? We feel people know who you are.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to share our company's services with the community. Mm-hmm. And I just would love to have people stop in our Education and Community Resource Center in Jamestown. We can answer lots of questions there, one-to-one. We do care consult. So it is open mostly on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We do have somebody that comes in on Tuesdays and Thursdays just recently. So we're expanding the hours. We're expanding the hours. But, yeah, they can always call and check and make sure that somebody is present in that office.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you. It was a pleasure to sit with you and talk about this. And I know that you're doing great work for the state of Rhode Island residents, and hopefully that will continue. Thanks, Patricia.
Thank you for having me.
Take care, everyone. See you next time on Company Break.
Whistle while you work.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's presentation of Company Break. I'm Mike Maino, hoping you have a great weekend.